Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Consultant Mark Schuthner calling in from Missouri. I have the pleasure of interviewing somebody that really has grown to be a dear friend of mine. I met him a few years ago. I think it was about 4 years ago at a business presentation up in Champaign. This gentleman has rocked it in the business last 4 years, and he's going to tell you how he has done that. He's the number one producer in our team, in the Rainmakers organization. He has been doing really, really well. This gentleman is also a Pure Energy Award winner. He has won the 5-star 3 times. He'll win it again. You know, I think he's going to be a series of 5 stars that this gentleman's going to win. He has been on stage a few times at Ambition. Very, very awesome person. As a person, you know, you can't find somebody as dedicated to someone helping someone grow in the business. He doesn't only take care of people in his own team. He takes care of people all across Ambit Energy. So please give it up for Mr. Nathan Ross, Executive Consultant, Mr. Nathan Ross. Nathan, are you on the call tonight?
I am, and thank you very much for those very kind words. I'm just blessed to be a part of this, and you know, I want to thank you. I want to thank Ambit Nation. You know, this is an awesome opportunity, and I hope that everybody takes great value in the words that I give tonight, because it's brought so much, so many blessings to my life. So enjoy.
Yes, sir. And so Nathan, I know that quite a few people in Ambit Energy know who you are. You're very well loved. Everyone loves you. Everyone tells me about that, how cool Nathan Ross is. And for the people that don't know you, can you tell us how you got started in this business, or who invited you in this business, sir?
Sure. About 4 years ago in May of 2018, I was working schlep like everybody else, you know, before they get offered an opportunity that changes their life. And, you know, all of a sudden my dad, he says, "Hey, I want you to sit down with me. I've got something to share with you." And, I said, "Okay, I got a little bit of time. How about we meet for lunch?" And, so I sit down for lunch with him, and he says, "I started a business that deals with electricity. Everybody pays it, and we can get paid for helping those people save some money." And literally in my mind, a light bulb went off went on. And I said, you know, everybody I know uses electricity, and everybody that they know uses electricity. This is something that is a no-brainer, and I can run with. And I mean, you know, it took me a little bit to carve out the time to make it to my first BP. I think I promoted before I hit my first BP, just because of the time that I was restricted by my job, by my family, by, you know, just everything like that going on. So, you know, I was definitely excited about it when I first started.
No, absolutely, Nathan. Can you give us a little background of what you did before? You were in sales before another company, or are you working for another traditional business? Can you tell us a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, I was a retail manager at a cellular company, and you know, going up the ladder in corporate jobs and even small family-owned jobs or whatever, you know, you start out the bottom, you learn the way, and hopefully you get the opportunity to get to management. I became a manager a couple months after I started. I brought so much business to this company. and just because of the network that I had, and you know, and the hunger that I had, that because I wanted to provide for me, my girlfriend, and a family to come. And so with that job, they gave me management, but they didn't tell me how much I had to be there. I had to be there on holidays, on if somebody called in. I barely ever got a day off. So, I mean, working 60 hours a week, you know, at one point I ran that store open to close with nobody else to help me because they were so short staff. And, but sales was in my blood. I mean, it's, my dad's an entrepreneur, and it's just something that I knew was, one of my, my strong points. So, you know, I'm blessed to have that experience before, because it helped me carve my business with Ambit.
No, that's true, sir. I mean, you did bring quite a bit of experience with you in Ambit, and I saw your meteoric rise. I mean, this, you know, when I first met Nathan, ladies and gentlemen, I am, you know, I don't have a radar for this, but I kind of assume that I have some ability to determine somebody, you know, who comes into the organization and lights it on fire. And I saw that in Nathan the first day, that he was going to light this on fire, and he did it. He went fast track regional consultant, fast track all the way. But guys, you know, one thing I can tell you is Nathan did overcome quite a bit of obstacles, you know, between the job, between the work and all of that stuff. So Nathan, you've had a storybook success in Ambit. You won the 5-star 3 times in a row. You won the Peer Energy Award. You're everywhere. Tell us a little bit about the journey. I mean, your expansion of the business happened very quickly. So tell us a little bit about the journey in the last 4 years, sir.
Sure. Well, obviously, when something that you get excited about when you get the opportunity presented to you, and then you get excited about it, you want to run as fast as you can. And because, you know, you have these other success stories, I think with my upline, Lupita Flores, Holly Barton, you, I mean, there was, once the business was broken down, and what we were actually doing and how it's all about duplication. I mean, I'm telling somebody of the opportunity that was given to me, and I'm doing a small task. I'm getting 5 customers and teaching them to do the same, and just duplicating. Oh, I get promoted, and then I keep doing the same thing over and over, and I make more money and I'm more money. And you know, when I got to regional consultant, I really found a hunger, because you know, when you first get in, you make a couple $100, you're in the black, you're feeling good. But then once you start making a check that is bigger than your weekly work check, that you worked 50, 60, 40 hours, whatever it is, and it's more money bringing home, and you only put a little bit of time into it, I mean, that really fuels the fire. And so once I started really wanting to get to the next level, you know, wanting to get more money and more freedom and help, it kind of shifted. The first 2 levels, you know, marketing consultant, regional consultant, it was pretty, I should say, selfish. It was all about me. But then once I hit senior consultant, I think you have to adapt to it. It's not about you. It's about helping others, because to get to the next level, executive consultant, you have to help hundreds of people get you know, promoted and, you know, or join the business. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I was a superstar when it came to it. I mean, I just grabbed on to the knowledge that Maksud Mir, Holly Martin, Lupita, all the other people that had done it, you know, longer and more successful in this business. And I just was a sponge. I think of my little daughter. She's a sponge right now. She's picking up so much information. And, you know, now she's applying it to, you know, the requests that she needs and the things she wants to do. And I think at that time when I was a sponge, I was just trying to retain as much information about this business. And that's, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to plug into events. You have to go to your local VP. I don't care if it's repetitive, if it's the same information, same people there. If it's the same people there every week, your VP is not doing what they're supposed to do. And that's bring more people to the table, inviting more people, talking to more people. So, you know, it's not easy. And I mean, we have a simple business model. But if you stay the course and continue to do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get those rewards. You know, I've been on multiple five stars, and the reason why is because I put my nose down to the grind and, you know, went to work to make this happen. And I remember you every time that we had a BP, we had that after the BP training, and, you know, you were carving out a pathway for everybody to get promoted, to maximize each bonus, to, you know, to maximize the growth in our business. And I really valued those after meetings. You know, obviously I've seen the BP thousands of times. And now I can recite it pretty much just like, you know, you know the back of your hand, you know, the front of your hand, because you see it every day. That's what's needed to be successful in this business. And, you know, the Pure Energy Award, that was a shock to me. You know, I'm not one that wants to be on stage and, you know, or strives to be on stage. I'm a little, Mir would say that I'm a red, which I'm a red, and I'm passionate about making money and providing for my family. But I would say that I'm a little timid to be in front of large groups. I'm a little, you know, antsy. I don't know how to say it. I mean, nobody likes to get in front of thousands of people you don't know, or hundreds of people you don't know. You know, that those butterflies. But it has to happen. You have to slowly get up there. Even if it's 10 people in your BP, 5 people in your BP. I remember my BP, it was in front of one person and I was frightened. But I was thankful, because it gave me the practice to continue to keep going.
Yes, sir. Definitely it did. And, you know, we've had BPs with 80, 90 people, 100 people in the room. And I think one of the BPs, I think we were at 160 people in the BP. So, you know, mm-hmm. You grew and you were in the front of the stage there. So guys, Nathan has had a tremendous amount of success in it, but you have to overcome these personal difficulties, personal challenges while you built the business. But what are some of the challenges that you overcame personally? Because this was a departure from just a regular sales job. So what did you have to learn in AMBIT to excel at AMBIT?
I had to learn network marketing. I had never been in network marketing, MLMs, nothing. And I mean, I had had construction jobs. I had had, you know, sales jobs. Service jobs, but this was something that I knew of, but you know, teaching other people to duplicate the system and proposing this opportunity to people without vomiting on people. I think that was like the biggest thing that everybody needed to learn, because you either go to a BP, you learn about the stuff, and you know, you want the growth so quickly that you're just out there talking to anybody and everything without the knowledge of how the business actually works. After talking to so many people that had done it better than me, they were saying, don't lead with any of the information. Just say, hey, I just started this business, deals with electricity and natural gas, saves people money, and you can earn a commission by helping them. But I don't know everything about it. Why don't you come to the BP and check it out for yourself? Or, you know, do it nonchalantly and just say, hey, there's a business that I'm interested in joining. Can you join me and make sure it's a right fit for me? I mean, do it however you can to get people to hear about this business. And without saying everything on the first date. I mean, you know, you're spilling all the beans, which some of it might be right, some of them might be wrong. And, you know, I think that was probably one of the biggest things, simplifying the invitation and separating it from the presentation. That was probably my biggest thing. Because when you invite somebody to take a look at something, it's two separate things. You know, you're not carving out time. I mean, half the time you meet somebody at the grocery store or just in passing, and or you think about them, you're not respecting their time at that moment. You might be interrupting them, and then they totally blow it off. They totally don't even, you know, engage to what you're actually saying. So that's why you have to separate the invitation from the presentation, because if you invite them to take a look at it, then you actually have their time. You have their focus to where they can actually make a decision that might change their life. And, you know, that I think that's a key thing that everybody needs to take.
That's very true, sir. Very, very true. The invitation and the presentation, the difference between that makes all the difference in terms of recruiting someone. So, no, I went through the same thing, right, Nathan? I'm glad you said that. But, let's talk about money. Okay. I know it's something that this is why we joined the business, guys. Okay. So, Nathan, you've been a six-figure earner in AMBIT for quite a few years. And many of us here would like to know how to do that, how diligent you have to be to earn that type of money. Okay, most executive consultants come into the business there. Yes, they're able to promote to that level where you can make that money. So can you tell us your secrets a little bit? You don't have to give us all of it, but you can give us some of your secrets.
Sure. You know, the money part is it doesn't have to be tricky. You know, in the first stages, you know, marketing consultant, you could recruit all six people. You're not going to have much growth in your marketing consultant or your marketing business at that if you're not teaching those people how to duplicate. So, you know, doing a 2x2x2 method is ideally the best, but sometimes, you know, some people, you know, you get those favors to get you to the next level. But, you know, when you really start tasting some life-changing money, I mean, I think it's senior consultant level, definitely executive level. You know, I made a lot more money than any of the other senior consultants that had been in the business, because I maximized what during these great promotional times, you know, I just maximized whenever, because I wanted to make money. I mean, there was times where I think it was even time and a half. At that time, it's $350 per consultant that comes in. How many times you have to recruit to make a check that's more than what you're making at your regular job? Really, I mean, that's like four consultants. I think the average person that I knew at that time was making, I don't know, 900, maybe 1200, at most $1,500 a week. And, you know, four consultants, that's 1400. I mean, 1400 and I think $10, something like that. But, you know, I took so much information and so much strategy from you, Moxeard. Moxeard, you were like my business planner. And once I promoted to executive, I'm not going to say that I didn't need you. You know, yes, I outcoded you, but I mean, you were still, you know, very valid in my business. And, you know, we talk all the time about how can we, you know, take the most out of promotions, out of markets, out of adversities. I mean, you know, you have to have a mentor. You have to have somebody, a running mate, somebody that's going to challenge you to get to the next level. And I thank you for that.
No, thank you, Nathan. You're going to make me cry. Like, the guys, it is true. It is very true. Somebody did that for me. Dale Pogue, executive consultant, he stretched my vision. National consultant Clint Hummel stretched my vision. So if our job is to stretch that vision of that new consultant, new senior consultant. And Nathan did a wonderful, wonderful job in the senior consultant position, where he built an organization of superb performers. These people went to senior consultants, you know, Shelby Outlaw, Ricky Harris. These guys, you know, came from really no network marketing background that they had much success in, but you made somebody out of them. So that's leadership mm-hmm. development. And Nathan did a remarkable job at leadership development. And he got them to that level where they could make some good money. So you've not only helped your people, Nathan, you know, I've seen you in the last 4 years help other team members in my organization. And that's part of the reason why you know, go places where, you know, you're showing up at BPs that other people are having, but you're not even quoted to them. You're helping them grow. Why is that? How do you find the time? And why do you do that, sir?
How did I find the time? Ambit Energy. Yeah. Ambit Energy gave me that time to be able to help others. At a very young age, I was given the gift of, you know, of a heart that strives to help people, whether it was, you know, helping people that needed something to eat, or or giving them a hand, or you know, whatever. This world is not about just you. I mean, it's not about selfishness. You know, the most people that are super, super successful and have nobody behind them, you know, they're in depression, they're in, you know, in misery because they don't have anyone to share their success with, or, you know, true, valid relationships. I mean, you know, family gets twisted with money. I mean, that's why they say never be going into business with family, never loan your family or friends money. I mean, because it twists perception. But you know, when I think of how this business has helped me, and how you have helped me, and others that have been in the business, I think about Coach. I mean, I 2018 ambition, you know, Coach is, you know, just this tall, towering guy that, you know, is held at high esteem. And he gave me the time to talk to me about Ambit's, you know, potential. That gave me so much hope. And, I mean, there's so many people that, took me under the wing and taught me about the way they did business. And, you know, it's a way of paying it forward. I mean, you meet so many great people in this business and we become family. I mean, I think of my EC fly-in. Almost everyone on my EC fly-in, I truly, truly consider them all my friends. And I talk to them often. And I mean, I take so much pride, and you know, it feels so good when I get to see them at Ambition, at Simulcast, and you know, on calls like this. I mean, it's a great feeling, and I love helping people.
Yes, sir. It's very evident. In the time that you spend with others, you've helped many, many people in my organization and outside of our organization too, also to develop their growth or their income. So, Nathan, everybody needs a fuel or something to grow their personal, you know, their growth has to be fueled by something that you are either doing. Where do you get your fuel from? Like, what's contributing to your growth, sir?
My biggest motivator is my wife and my daughter, obviously my father. You know, you want to, now that I'm a father, I'm held accountable for providing, and you know, being here. I don't want to ever be a working, you know, slave, however you want to call it, to where I miss out on opportunities to be with my family. You know, I'm so blessed to have the opportunity, that if my daughter doesn't feel well, that I can stay home with her, that I can, you know, go on trips and, you know, whatever, and just share my time with her. And so, I mean, obviously, yes, my family is a big motivator for me, and something that keeps me going. But you know, it's all about this opportunity. I mean, Yes, I understand that there's a large amount of people that are working still, and I don't suggest going and just quitting your job and doing this full time until you are ready. I didn't have that luxury. I was actually let go from my cellular company after turning a store from nothing to into a profitable store, and it was all because of my people, all the people that I, every time I was out and about, I was talking about this company. And you know, so many people you know, gave me referrals, and they told me, oh, you need to go see Nathan, he did great, you know, he took care of us and, you know, had our best interest at heart. And so I think of when you're ready to make that move, then definitely, you know, it's gonna help you grow to the next level. For me, I was a senior consultant. I had made a little bit of money, probably 50 or 60 thousand, but you know, that wasn't enough. And that was probably in 2 years of doing the business. That wasn't enough to feed my family and everything like that. But being let go, it really made me, you know, create a business plan to get to executive, to get mass production under my business, under, you know, under that code, so that I would promote and that other people would promote, and they would have that sustainable growth under them, and it would just keep going and going. And that's what we had to do. And I mean, once I hit executive, I haven't stopped since. And like I said, it's given me that time. Time freedom is probably one of the best luxuries that I have. I mean, I love money. I don't have to be the richest person in the world. I don't have to be, you know, the most successful in ambit. If it gives me the time to be home, to make sure that my bills are paid, to give us the luxuries that you know, you aspire, you want. I mean, whether it's trips, cars, nice clothes, I mean, whatever. That's what we're in business for, to, you know, enjoy life, not be a slave to your time, or to somebody else's time, I should say.
Exactly, Nathan. Exactly. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I see Nathan and his wife, beautiful wife Lindsay, and Ayla, his daughter. I mean, they go to the games. He's a big Cardinals fan. I mean, I don't know anybody who's a bigger Cardinals fan than Nathan Ross. So guys, they're at the game all the time, and I see the pictures, and it makes my heart feel good that, you know, he's able to do that with his family because of a business like this, because of a wonderful business. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that. Nathan, you know, most of us aspire to, you know, buy a new house, a nice car, or thing. You've been able to do that with Ambit. And tell us how you're making your dreams happen with a business like this. Inspire us with that, sir.
It's all about goal setting. I mean, if you want something, figure out a plan to get there. I mean, when I obviously we wanted a bigger house for our family. You know, I had a little 3 bed, 2 bath that was a li it was cozy. And Ayla was 2 years old, and she was, we were able to control her a little bit. She didn't have that many toys. But as she got older, I mean, it just, her toys and where we had her toys were in the living room. They kept overflowing, and she would, you know, just take over the space. And we started thinking, we were like, we need more space to get this clutter out of here. I mean, you know, obviously people want to have a presentable home, to have people over and, you know, not be cluttered by stuff. And yeah, obviously I needed to make a certain type of money to sustain a growth in a property. We sold at a good time. It was actually probably at the peak summer of 21, and we made quite a bit of money on our house, and you know, we bought a bigger house. I look at it as an investment, because we bought it and it went up $50,000 in value because of the neighborhood, and we just bought it perfect. You know, one of the biggest things that I wanted was an old car. And I was telling my wife, I was like, I really, really want to have a toy, and I think that you'll like it. She'd never had anything like that. And so there was, I think it was after Ambition last year, I went really, really hard. I recruited a whole bunch of people. I obtained a whole lot of customers, and I rewarded myself for that effort. And I bought a 1964 Chevy Biscayne. It's something that I've always wanted. I wanted, you know, something classic, really nice condition. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to set goals. And when you achieve those goals, reward yourself, because, you know, it's no different than anything else. I mean, people like to be rewarded for the actions and the efforts that they do. And even if you're setting the pace, you gotta reward yourself. You can't just, you know, keep doing it and just, you know, not do anything. You're going to get burnt out. So there's a reason why corporate companies give you vacation time. They want you to take it because it makes you a more healthy business or employee. So take the time to, you know, reward yourself, to relax, to, you know, be in the sun when you can. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be on the five star. I mean, I wanted to be able to give my wife a better, you know, relaxation time, you know, being able to be down in Mexico twice, be in Scottsdale. I mean, they're like perfect timing too. I mean, all my friends right now are on the five star in Cancun. I missed it just by a little bit, and but I'll be on that next one because I need a vacation.
Yes, sir. You'll be on the next one, Nathan. Don't worry. Got some great production going, guys. Nathan Ross is going to win another five-star, and so will many others that's listening to the call. So, guys, I'm going to ask Nathan. We have 9 days for an event that's coming up in Chicago. And this event in Chicago, it's basically a power rally combined with a VP. It's powerful. Guys, the new head of Ambit Energy, he's the chief development officer of Ambit Energy, Eric Reisdorf. He's going to be there with other corporate leaders too also. So, Nathan, why is it important for people to attend these events? And I know you attend events all the time. You know, you go hundreds of miles, thousands of miles to go attend an event. What is the importance of an event like this?
To obtain new information. You know, learning, especially a corporate event. I've been at every Ambition, every simulcast. You know, anytime that we've had a power rally around here, or we had, you know, Bobby Ames does a, it's not a corporate event, but it's a Christmas BP training. And, you know, it's awesome. I mean, not only do I love being around my Ambit family, I just love being around corporate because it gives me an idea of where we're going in this business. It gives me a direction to follow, to, you know, let me carve the path to my next goal. So, when it comes to this power rally up in Chicago, I'm definitely going to be there. I mean, because not only am I going to support my good friend Sylvia, and all the other Chicago people, I have to, you know, keep plugged in. I mean, when I'm not able to get to, like, we haven't had our BP around here for a little bit, I miss seeing people. And even if it's not for my own personal growth in my business, I want to be around people that I can help them. I mean, because I know how rewarding it's been for me. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to be there. Everyone that can, you know, whether you're in Iowa, Michigan, you know, downstate Illinois, Indiana, I mean, you need to be there because the training after the BP is awesome. They always have some power hitters, some people that are relatable. I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing about Ambit, there's so many people from different backgrounds, different work, you know, history and everything. You got doctors, you got very successful people that have joined Ambit Energy. You've got very broke people that have joined Ambit Energy. But we all have the same goal, to get our time back from, you know, these employers that don't value us. They put a price on your head. They give you whatever they're willing to pay you, which is not adequate. I mean, with this, Ambit gives you an opportunity. However much you want to make, you can make it. You just got to put your nose down and put your feet one foot in front of the other and just keep going. And you know, that's why I plug in.
Yes, sir. No, I implore every one of you guys that's listening on the call there, if you're close to Chicago, definitely. It's the 25th. October 25th, 7:30 at the Chicago O'Hare. So if or Marriott O'Hare, and the information's in the Power Zone. You're going to see some texts also and emails going out from corporate to about the event. So definitely, you know, come and attend this event there. So Nathan, you know, last question before I let you go: did you expect this bonus to be kind of extended? It's the largest money that Ambit's ever put out, and it's just got even extended in a way. So how are you suggesting everybody take care of it? You know, why should they take care of it?
This is absolutely crazy. I mean, I'm not saying corporate that you should never do this again, but I'm saying, oh my gosh, like, not only did we have 6 weeks of the biggest bonus that I've ever seen, now to, like, normally right now we're in time and a half. We're not at a triple. They've never done this. And I mean, it is like, it's a godsend for me. And I'm just like, how do I maximize with this? How much money can I make? Because you don't get this opportunity all that much. I make the most money that I can during the bonus, the large bonus time. I mean, obviously, I in every time of the year, I'm trying to grow. So it doesn't matter if it's time and a half, double, triple, quadruple, whatever. But there's a reason why they're giving us this. They want production. So here's the silver platter. If you want what's on it, which is cash, as much as you want, go after it. I mean, really apply everything, whether it's at your local BP, online, go plug in the Power Zone, look at anything and everything, and learn more about this business. Call on people that can help you along the way. Do what you can to maximize this business. I think a lot of people don't use the third-party call, so like or three-way call. So if you don't have the validation to talk to somebody and get them in the business, get them in front of somebody that they don't know that has done more or been more successful in this business, and get them on the phone and have them, talk to your people. Get them in front of your BP. I mean, that's why we have the BPs, because more experienced people are going to be able to tell your prospects what they need to know. And that's what we need to do to get growth. So as I stated, I mean, this BP / Power Rally, I'm always there because I love talking to corporate. I love seeing what's next and where the market is rolling to. Obviously, in Illinois, it's been a little difficult, but I mean, they're giving us opportunity to build. And I think, this is one of the biggest things. When I joined, I paid more than what I could get from the local incumbent, because I said, well, hey, they're at like 5 cents. I'm paying 5.5 cents. They're going to pay me money to do it. I guess I'm fine with that. So, you don't get bogged down on the troubles. Talk to corporate, talk to your leaders, and figure out a game plan to overcome those troubles. Because you're going to have troubles all the way through. I mean, this business isn't easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody. I'm just saying that if you overcome those battles and those trials, you'll be better off in the long run.
Yes, sir. No, thank you very much, Nathan. I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the time from your family to be on the call with us. I wish all of us here wish you well, and I know that Yellow Jacket is going to come to you very, very soon, sir. You keep making it happen. You keep winning those 5 stars. It's coming, sir. So before I end, I'm going to tell you guys that we had about 40 people become regional consultant, fast-track regional consultant last month. And several of them are in Texas, some in Illinois, all over Illinois. We have had consultants that fast-track. We had, in our team, we had 4 fast-track promotions in the last month. So as Ms. Sherry Gordon was the newest fast-track promotion day before yesterday, she worked hard to become fast-track regional consultant. We had another gentleman named Lane Wilbank, and then also Dwayne Harris became Fast Track Regional Consultant. But guys, listen, I'll post the Fast Track Regional Consultants picture on Facebook on our page there. And if you would like to text people that Fast Track, give them that encouragement that that is their first milestone that they achieved. When they achieve that milestone, they can go further, faster. They have a Fast Track Regional, then the Fast Track Senior also. So they can get to the money easier, faster, quicker. You build that momentum with the team there. And Nathan, I saw that momentum happen, and this is why he's where he is at today. So guys, please reach out to those guys there that are going to be, that are maybe not in your team, but reach out to them, tell them, encourage them. And hey, Fast Track Promoter, listen, let's go to Fast Track Senior. So guys, next week we have Field Development. This is AMIT's newest Field Development Manager. It's Ms. Karina Hernandez. She just started with AMBIT just a few months ago. She's going to be our guest. So make sure you are attending with pen and paper. She's going to tell us a lot of stuff that you don't know, things that's going to be happening soon in AMBIT Energy. She's the counterpart for Jeremy Ochoa. I'm going to have Jeremy Ochoa on the call too also in another week, but Karina is going to be on next Sunday. So definitely come and attend. Invite all your team members, and let me go ahead and open the lines up. Please thank Nathan for his time and knowledge. Thank you.